ओम शांति। सो आर यू हैप्पी इन ज्ञान सरोवर? वेरी हैप्पी, एंजॉइंग योर टाइम। एंड पीपल से आई एम द रेस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर बाबाज किचन, आई स्माइल इनसाइड। वॉल्यूम बढ़ाना भाई, बिकॉज एज पर माई एक्सपीरियंस एंड डीप फीलिंग्स, इट्स बाबा हु इज हेल्पिंग मी। ही गेव मी सच ब्यूटिफुल सोल्स, ए ब्यूटिफुल ग्रुप एट थ्री प्लेसेस। दे वर्क विद फुल रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड मेक मी फ्री। So it's a good opportunity for me to do everything spiritually for myself and for the world. Because I can say 25 years before, when this Gyan Sarovar was under that process, dadis were thinking what to do with this land. Engineers were saying, even a room cannot be constructed here, single room. So many architects, many engineers from German, from India came here, and finally it was started. So it was in my mind that I will prepare myself to give many things to the world. As we listen Baba's Murli, and he asks us always that you have to become instrument to remove the sorrow of the world, to give them peace, solution of their problems. You have to destroy their obstacles. And it was in my mind right from that time that a day will come when our medical science will become failure and spiritual science only spiritual science will work to remove the disease, specifically psychiatric disease of the brain and mind. Through the power of yoga and power of purity, so it was in my vision, I was preparing for that. So today, silence and inner strength. When mind is silent, mind is very strong at that time. So we have to silence our mind. We have to learn the art, how to make it very peaceful. In Indian philosophy, थोड़ा वॉल्यूम और बढ़ाएंगे भाई, थोड़ा और क्या, जरा सा। In Indian philosophy, our ancient monks realized, they noticed that human mind's energy is wasted in waste thoughts. Second thing, in unnecessary thoughts. So they made a discipline for mind. It is called Eightfold Meditation, Eightfold Rajyoga, according to Indian philosophy. Maharishi Patanjali established this system of Rajyoga, and main aim in his mind was to make mind absolutely silent, zero, not even single thought, but take it up to zero point, then you will become most powerful person in the world. You will get all eight occult powers in your life, and you would be able to bring benefit to this world. But as time passed away, it became difficult for sannyasis, to monks, to make mind silent up to zero, so that Raj Yoga disappeared. So people started different kinds of yoga in India. They went abroad and they taught such yogas to many, like transcendental meditation, vipassana, means to observe your breath, going, coming, going, coming, and make your mind silent. One therapy. Second therapy, watch your thoughts, check them. What kinds of thoughts are arising in your mind, and control them, change them. Some hatha yogas, some different kinds of yogas. Some others, just mentioned, you have to focus on a light or on a point. Thus your mind will become silent. But I tell you one deep philosophy behind it. What was the missing? Why people could not get success in such practices? Why they were just falling down? Spirituality was going down. Religions were going down. What was the reason? Suppose a Raj Yoga master, a yoga master taught people in America that you have to concentrate on the flame. And they started to do it. And they noticed that mind is getting silent. But this flame or this light was not giving them any energy. So mind was becoming silent, but was not gaining any energy. So one thing is to silence the mind, but second thing is to gain energy from Almighty. This was missed. So Baba taught us both things. Make your mind peaceful, not up to zero. I tell you a simple philosophy. In normal state of mind, there are 25 thoughts per minute arising, normal state. When our mind is tense, or there are some worries, or we are irritated, or we quarrel, or we are peaceless, this speed increase. 30, 35, then 40 thoughts per minute. So, fast speed in mind. So our energy is wasted fastly, rapidly. Now, we have to slow it down. 25 to 20, 15, 10. You can imagine, when we had been deities in golden age, in our first birth, what would be the speed of our thoughts in our mind? Can you imagine? How many thoughts per minute? Not one. Not one. One thought, this stage, the stage of yogis, great yogis. 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. So now, if we know the art, how to bring down this speed up to 10 thoughts per minute, we can become successful person in the world, successful in all areas of life, not only spiritual area, but in laukik areas, to develop your talents, to get success in your laukik job, to get promotion in your laukik jobs, success in every field. And for spirituality, we can become very powerful person. powerful yogi. But second thing is to connect ourselves to the Supreme, to Almighty, so that His energy, the powerful vibration, enter our mind. Then we become most powerful. So we will discuss how to silence the mind, inner strength. We have to become very powerful. Internally, inside, we have to become very strong. A person with a strong will power. Because we are fighting against Maya. Pupil had mentioned, it can be easy to fight against a powerful army, but it is very difficult to fight and win Maya, five vices. And we can understand now, it was difficult, but Baba, because of his clear teachings, clear knowledge, easy knowledge, he made it easy. Maya, all five vices, powerful generals of Maya, they are also very powerful. Day by day, this world was becoming vicious, nature and vibrations. Very important thing at this present time, vibrations around us are very vicious, full of lust, full of ego, full of greed, full of attachment. And we have to protect ourselves. We have to help others, both things. We have to protect ourselves from this negativity, and we have to protect others also from these vices. This is our responsibility. I would say a few things about inner strength. Everyone has to face different challenges in life. Is it right? Problems, challenges. I don't use the word problem, but we have to see them as challenge in our life. On this way, problems are nothing but challenges for us. In front of the challenges, we have to stand, big Master Almighty, very powerful. This is our inner strength. If some disease enter our body, second challenge. Still then, we have to stand in front of our illness, being very strong, so that disease, illness, cannot disturb my happiness. Important thing. If a sick person learned art how to be happy, his sickness will go away easily. Happiness and love have got maximum healing energy in them. No other medicine can work as love and happiness will do. So in front of bodily disease, we have to stand being very strong. In front of Maya, we must become more powerful than Maya, because Almighty is giving company to us. Baba always remind one thing, simple thing. You are not alone. I am with you, with all of my powers, with all of my thousands arms. I am with you. You are not alone. So this awareness, this consciousness makes us very powerful. We can take an example. Suppose you have to cross through a very dangerous forest. wild animals are there. Bears and panthers and lions are there. But 8 powerful bodyguards are with you. With AK-47. 8 powerful bodyguards. Will you have any fear in your mind? Will you have any fear in your mind? Because powerful bodyguards are there with you. So believe it. Trust it. Almighty is my bodyguard. Make him your bodyguard. Make him your God friend. He's the true friend. He will help all the time. He will never leave us alone. And if we have this awareness only that he is with me, Maya will not dare to come to us. When people oppose you in this world, a big problem, other thing, people around you, your own people, your friends and relatives, they become opposite to you, they become anti you, they start creating problems for you. Even at that time, your willpower should be very strong. This is called inner strength. So we must understand one thing. You have listened the name of the Everest peak of Himalaya, now in Nepal, Everest, highest peak in the world. People try to climb up there, many go every year, now they have found the clear path to reach there, but still, because of snowfall, lot of ice everywhere, storm sometime, all the time. So, a man who starts this journey is ready to die any time. He can lose his life. He can lose everything. He can fall down. He can suffer many storms. But still, their willpower is very strong. They started, they reached there. So Swami Vivekananda used to say, you have to become very bold. Keep moving. Keep crossing the obstacle unless you reach to your destination. Don't stop. Problems will come. Obstacles will come. People will oppose you. They will discourage you. They will make negative comments on you. But you have to see only your target, nothing else. It is called inner strength. And we must be ready for one thing. In your country, in Bharat, many great people are born. And if you study their biography, you will come to know that all those who got something unique, all those who did something great for the world, they had to face lot of things. They faced. People did not cooperate with them. They were alone sometime. But they did their job. They got their destination. Then people started to bow down in front of them. Previously they used to oppose them, but when they won the war, then people surrendered themselves in front of them. So we Brahmins have to become very strong, very powerful in this battle against Maya, or when we have to cross many obstacles in our life. And as Baba always says, destruction is coming fast. Now we are very close to it. We can see many people are ready to destroy this world, but still it is late. Why it is late? unless our deity kingdom is established, this third world war will not begin. So first we have to prepare. We have to fulfill our responsibility. Our kingdom of heaven must be established. Last finishing should be remained. Then this Mahabharata war will start. I would clarify you one thing. Once Baba gave one message about destruction. Because Brahmins always keep asking Baba when destruction will take place. We are in hurry when destruction will take place. But those days will be very dangerous days. So then Baba answered. These are the clear words of God. The day by day, the situation and condition of this world will become worse and worse and worse day by day. A day will come, the year will come, when all human beings of this world will pray God, O God, this world is not worth living. Destroy it. Please destroy it. They will ask for destruction. Then only destruction will begin. Not before that. Otherwise people will complain against God. Oh God, what you did? It was so beautiful world and you finished it. You are very cruel. But no, they will ask, Oh God, please finish it. This world has become devilish world. This has become dirty world. We cannot live more in this world. This is the world of sins. This is the world of sinners. So destroy it. So we have to prepare ourselves for seeing the scenes of destruction. One thing, and not only that we will see the scene of destruction, but we will have to give the vibrations of peace, happiness to many souls during destruction. We should understand the responsibility of we great souls. We are responsible souls. We are ancestor souls. We are worship-worthy souls. We will not just observe the destruction, but we will give vibrations to the world also. We will destroy the obstacles of the world also. So we have to prepare this way to ourselves. So come again to the same point. We have to silence our mind. To silence the mind, if we cool down the mind, if we cool down our sense organs, if we divinize our intellect, it means we have become perfectly knowledgeable soul. A knowledgeable soul can control the mind. In this mind only, might resides. Might, power. It resides in our mind. So, mind is a place for might, and intellect is the place for wisdom. So, I would say just one line, change this knowledge into divine wisdom. Knowledge Baba has given to everyone. But we have to change it into divine wisdom. Then only we will become wise persons forever. So wisdom is a great thing. Make it your wisdom. Through this wisdom, we can control our mind. We can give a new direction to our mind. So first method, for making our mind silent is to become soul conscious. So I would say you one thing first of all, and let us practice that thing. I am a soul, self-sovereign soul. I am the king of the self. Simple word. I am the king of myself. I am the king of my mind and intellect and sanskaras. I am king. So mind and intellect, they are my ministers. Baba said, mind is your minister, intellect is your chief minister. So they have to follow you, they have to obey your commands, because you are king. Believe it. Give this feeling to your mind and to your intellect. You are my minister. You have to follow my command. I am master almighty king. I am most powerful king. You are under my control. You don't try to control me. Did you follow? Otherwise, what is happening? Mind is controlling the soul. But we are the masters. We are the king. We have to control our mind, we have to control our intellect. So how to do it? And every day, you can do this practice just once a day. In the morning any time, up to 6-7 o'clock. Once a day, or if you forget in the morning, do it in the evening. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So now we will practice it. Okay, red light, Sanjay? Yes. Sit being a king on your throne, which is here, in between two eyebrows. I am a very powerful soul. Master Almighty. I am the king of my mind and king of my intellect. Make a vision that mind and intellect both are standing in front of me as my ministers. Talk to them. O mind, don't run here and there now. You have to become stable. You are my good friend. Become my friend. You have to create most elevated thoughts now. You have not to run behind vices and unnecessary desires of this world. Be content. Talk to your intellect, minister. Oh, my intellect. You have to become divine. You have made the store of rubbish inside yourself. Now throw this rubbish out and become clean. I have to imbibe many divine blessings from Baba. I have to imbibe complete purity within you. I want to make my sweet Baba sit within you. Become clean and pure. You both have to follow my commands. I am your king. I am Master Almighty. I am Self-Sovereign Soul. I'm a king. Om Shanti. Second practice. Practice of bodilessness. It's a great practice. Listen few things about the significance of this bodiless practice. According to the survey of psychologists, many people in this world live in the past. They live under the impression of past, with the impact of the past. So many don't enjoy their present life. Either they live in past or they have worries of future. But listen carefully. If we are bodiless, entire past will merge in this bodiless stage. You will forget entire past. You will experience. You don't remember past. There is no effect of the past on your mind. Mind and brain both will become empty from the past. Past, the effect of bad past, is a worst thing for a person. Because if you remember that past again and again, listen carefully. If you remember our bad past again and again, negative past again and again, so the subtle waves of those thoughts are printed in our brain very strongly. And they generate always negative energy. That energy goes to our brain, damage everything, cause psychiatric disease, depression, insomnia and many other diseases. So, forget the past. Make it light. It was nothing. It was past. Past is past. Why I remember my past? It will repeat after 5,000 years. Why I repeat it again and again? Forget it. Delete it. So bodiless practice will enable us to merge entire past in soul. We will forget it. Great benefit. Second thing, we will experience deep peace. And this peace will not become our peace only. These vibrations of peace will spread out in whole world. Baba used to say, if in the morning you become bodiless. It means you give the vibrations of peace to entire world. So bodiless practice. Mind will become naturally silent if you give only 10 minutes in every morning. When I say morning, I mean to say from 4 to 6. In these 2 hours, or up to 8, 4 hours, we must dedicate for our self-progress, not for anything else. If not 4 hours, at least 2 hours, 4 to 6. So spare 10 minutes and do the practice of bodilessness and soul consciousness. 2 words Baba use always. You have to become bodiless. You have to become soul conscious. Soul consciousness means when soul becomes the embodiment of all his 7 qualities. Light, knowledge, peace, purity, happiness, love, might, bliss. When soul becomes the embodiment of these all 7 qualities, then soul is soul conscious. But bodiless practice, I am soul, this is my body. Just simple thought. I am soul, this is my body. I am this, not this. Sometime you can practice, I am sitting inside here and looking outside scene through my eyes. Just I am onlooker inside, I am looking. This practice. Or, one very good practice which will help you very much. Make a vision that Brahma Baba is sitting on the stage and Shiva Baba descends from soul world. He's coming down and enter his body, sit in his forehead. Likewise, here is my body. I'm coming down from soul world and I entered my body. I'm an incarnated soul. I've entered this body like Shiva Baba. It will enable you to experience deep peace, separation from this body, detachment from this body. These are simple practices. Second practice to silence the mind is the practice of self-respect. And third practice, use the knowledge of world drama. The great secrets have been opened by God about this world cycle, world drama. No one knew in this world. Nothing is known about the scholars. Few things they know. Only 10% knowledge, a historian or psychologist or other scholars knows only about this drama, world drama. Only 10%. And God Himself, who is the knowledgeful, who looks everything, He has clarified everything. He said this drama. I suggest you some points. You can use them, which I used in my life, to silence my mind, to make my mind free from everything. Worries, tension, worries of the future, questions are many questions. Not the question of Gyan, but questions, why he is doing this way, why they are doing like this, why it is happening in the earth, why it is happening in the world, what God is doing, these questions. So, the knowledge of drama will make us free from all questions. So, one point, we have to use, every soul has got his different part. They are playing their parts. We cannot lay blame on anyone. They are bound to play their part. One very good thing. For forgetting the past, past is past. Drama, every scene in this drama will repeat after 5,000 years, not before that. So why to repeat the things again and again? Forget it. About the future, future is fixed. It is predestined. Whatever is fixed in drama, it will happen. Why to worry? Drama is absolutely accurate. Very good point. God is perfect. His drama is also perfect. His way of working on this world is also perfect. The part God plays on the world, it's also perfect. So drama is accurate. Whatever is happening here, it must happen. It's right, it's accurate, it's unchangeable. Use them for your life. Self-respect is important thing. We are very great soul. We are very powerful soul. So in order to increase our inner strength, in order to become most powerful person in the world, we have to believe, we have to accept with me now. I am Master Almighty. One thing, being the child of Almighty God, I am Master Almighty, just as son of a tiger is a tiger. Right? He is as powerful as his father tiger is. We are the children of God Almighty. We are also very powerful. Believe it. Repeat it inside your mind. I am most powerful, I am most powerful, I am Master Almighty. So your all powers which are sleeping inside, they will get immersed, they will get activated, and you will find yourself very powerful. Second important thing you all must know, if you are new or if you are old, all must know this secret. When a soul comes to Baba, he becomes Baba's child. He says that, Baba, you are my Baba. I am your son. Immediately, Baba puts his hand on his head and gives all of his power to everyone. So you can feel that the hand of Almighty is on my head. And through his hand, all powers are entering within me. So he gave us all his power, and he made us most powerful. He made us Master Almighty. So believe it, that we are most powerful. We are decorated, we are accomplished with the power of Almighty. All powers of Almighty are here with me. Is it right? True? So let us practice for 1 minute. Koi nahi hai na? Koi baat nahi, baitho. So feel that Bap Dada came down for a minute. Bap Dada came down in front of me. He gave me drashti. He put his hand on my head and he gave all of his powers to me. Feel that from his hand, powerful rays of might are entering me. Om Shanti. So every morning, I always speak about subconscious mind in the morning. When we open our eyes, first 10 minutes are the golden minutes for us, diamond minutes for us, because up to 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is active. So at that time, the thoughts you create in your mind, they will become practical with you. They will make your life accordingly. So if you want to become very powerful, remember at least 5 times, Baba has given me all of his power. I am Master Almighty. And Master of all God's power. I am very powerful. And your mights will emerge. You will become very powerful. If you feel in your life that your fortune is not helping you, so in the morning 5 times, remember, I am the most fortunate person in the world. I am most fortunate person in the world. Your fortune will awaken. If you don't get success in your life, if you find it difficult in your life, that success comes to me and go away. I can't receive it. I can't get success in my life. So in the morning, now you can combine 2 thoughts. I am Master Almighty and success is my birthright. 5 times you will get success. You can have such thoughts in your mind. I am a good yogi. My mind has become a stable, I am a successful person, I am most fortunate person in the world, God is with me, everything easy for me, I am more powerful than Maya, I am more powerful than problems. Create such thoughts in your mind. After opening your physical eyes, open your 3rd eye, awaken yourself. I am this. Once you do it for 5 minutes, you will feel your mind has become charged and it will help you throughout the day. You can create a vision in your mind that my day today, my today's day will be like this. I will get success at every step today. Today, my whole day will remain stress free. Today, I will remain very happy in all situations. Today, my mind will guide me at every step. Mind will also guide you. Your thoughts will guide you. Today my divine wisdom will guide me at every step. Today my decision making power will remain perfect. You can create such thoughts in your mind. So your day will become very bright, luck lucky day. Each day will become lucky day, happy day, successful day. So this is how we can become very strong. One another thing is coming in my mind. Our thoughts create our life. So create, keep creating at least 10 powerful thoughts in your mind. You can choose 10 thoughts for yourself. Any 10 thought. First thought is, I am most powerful person in the world. God has given me all of His power. I am a victorious jewel. Kalp ago, I had won this Maya. Maya is very weak. I am most powerful. I am a successful person. Let entire world oppose me, but I will not stop. I will reach to my destination. No one can stop me to reach to my destination. Create such powerful thoughts in your mind, and mind will become powerful. Now your questions. Mic denge bhai? Yes. Questions.
Thank you. Do you all feel powerful? Anybody have a powerful question for Surya Bhai? If you do, please come up here and ask the question with the mic so we can all hear it. Okay, here comes a powerful question. Maybe say your name and where you're from too.
Yes.
Om Shanti Bhai. My name is Poonam Ben. I'm coming from California. The topic was on silence and the power that comes from that. Before I was in Gyan, I was in the path of Bhakti. And there they talk a lot about Samadhi. And in Baba's Gyan, we don't discuss this. But with your experience, I'm hoping you can share any... how Baba would describe that, how you would describe that.
Right. I explain this question a little bit. As I mentioned, that a monk Patanjali established eightfold meditation, Raja Yoga meditation. His last stage was known as Samadhi in the world. And Baba's name, seed stage. Seed stage or volcanic yoga stage. So when we make our mind silent, we use this word, when we stabilize ourselves in one, two thoughts, it is our silent mind. When we make our mind silent and we sit with Almighty in soul world, and we just visualize Him. We just focus on Him. Nothing else except Him. He only one for some time. This is called our Samadhi. In their practice, Samadhi was to make self thoughtless, zero thought. But proper method, although he also explained it, that you have to focus somewhere, keep visualizing it, and just merge with that. But they had not clear knowledge of God. Now Baba gave clear knowledge, and he mentioned us, you come and sit with me, and just keep visualizing me, and like become one with me. We will not become one, we are two, but we become like one. It is called Samadhi. Clear? Okay. Come here, you also come here.
Om Shanti, I'm Vivian from Malaysia. I would like to ask, what are the thoughts to make, before I go to bed, to make umbrella powerful, because I read Muli, but sometimes I do not get restful sleep still then.
So you want to make your Amrit Vela powerful.
The thoughts before you go to bed.
Before going to bed.
Yeah, the
at
thoughts.
Night.
What is the thoughts to create?
At night. You are right. Yes. So actually it's truth that if we want to make our Amrit Vela very powerful, we must make at least 10 minutes before going to bed very powerful. Enjoy at least 10 minutes when you are going to sleep. Reading only is good, but that is not everything. Just I would suggest to you on the basis of experience of many souls, I have suggested to many, practice 5-4. Practice 5-4. 5 times. You know 5-4? Soul, deity form, worshipworthy form, Brahmin, and then angel. 5 times. In first round, you can just remember, I am a soul, I was deity, I was worshipworthy, now I am Brahmin, I will become an angel. In second round, it's a very simple with method. See yourself here, soul is here. This is me. I am peaceful. I am very pure. Merge it. Emerge your deity form in front of you. Your first birth. This is my first birth. I was this. I was like this. With double crown. Absolutely pure. All virtuous. Then worship for the form. You can choose your own form. Emerge that in front of you. I am Brahmin. Angel. Also emerge your angelic form in front of you. I am this. I am going to become this. Then third round, have some thoughts about each form. So like this, 5 times you practice them, mind will become not only stable, but will become full of enjoyment. And then you have to sleep with some good thoughts that tomorrow my Amrit Vela will be very powerful. I will enjoy my Amrit Vela. I will enjoy my good sleep. I will have very positive and enjoyable dreams at night today. And Baba will wake me up at 3:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So create some good thoughts. Then sleep. Then Amrit Vela will become accordingly.
My question is because... Well, I feel very, very fortunate to be here, to be a child of Baba. That's a fantastic
fortune.
Very
good. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, the only thing is that sometimes I have the impression that... my question is, what would be your advice for souls like us that we didn't see directly Brahma Baba as others? So I'm sure you've got
special recommendations. I understand.
Yeah.
Your desire, your question. You want to go very fast. You want to become a good yogi. You want to become like Brahma Baba. And you want to experience his sustenance too. Very good thing. Everyone wants. Actually, our avyakt murlis are the experience of Brahma Baba. How he did tapasya, it is mentioned in avyakt murlis. So if you make a simple plan in your life that every day you will practice 4 hours yoga, not sitting yoga, you can sit for 1 hour, but for 3 hours, karma yoga, some good practice is being in karmas. So if you do it for 4 hours every day, you will get everything. Simple answer. But study one Avyakt Murli every day. Because Avyakt Murlis are the treasure. We cannot use any other word for them. Very subtle knowledge, a divine wisdom in them, secrets are opened in them. And God has shown the path how you can become perfect, how your purity will bring change in this whole world. So read one of Avyakt Murli daily and note down some 2, 3, 4, 5 points out of that. It will be everything for you. I would like one thing also, you can ask question, but we have 7 more days till 18 January. So I would like to give you 7 practices if you like to do one practice every day. Okay, question sister?
The question is if you can clarify a bit on mind. You've mentioned mind, brain and subconscious mind. And also, when we do these practices, especially this 5-minute practice after waking up, do they work even if we don't feel them? Because sometimes you say it, but you don't feel it.
This is the question of many Brahmins, that we just repeat but we don't experience. But sometime repeating is also good. Because if we repeat good things, we remain free from waste things. This is the benefit. And by repeating, a day will come when experience will come to us. But simple thing, whatever we repeat, try to accept it. Remember the word acceptance. Accept it. Acceptance will become the basis of experience. Mind, subconscious mind, brain. Brain is this physical thing, a big machine. Soul controls whole body through brain. Mind is the power of thought. As per the research of the psychologist, 90% of mind's energy resides in subconscious mind. Subconscious mind, unconscious mind, higher conscious mind, superconscious mind, 5. They are not any separate thing. Mind is one. But how they work, according to the nature of their work, they have divided it. They have given them different names. So, 2 things are important for everyone. For Brahmins, I would add, for Brahmins, superconsciousness means when we connect ourselves to the Supreme. It is superconscious mind. Higher consciousness, when we are in self-respect, it is our higher consciousness. Conscious mind, when the mind through which we are thinking constantly. Our mind is working all day, it is conscious mind. When this conscious mind becomes silent, listen it carefully. When this conscious mind is silent, then the mind which becomes active is known as subconscious mind. When we are going to sleep, our mind is getting silent. So subconscious mind is becoming active. Whole night our subconscious mind is active. What dreams are? The events or the impressions which are imprinted into the subconscious mind, they get emerged in the form of dreams. So, subconscious mind is very powerful because 90% energy of our mind resides in subconscious mind. Only 10% energy is in conscious mind. You can realize one thing very deeply now. We use only 10% energy of our mind. Only 10%. And a big part of that is used in waste thoughts. So how much energy we use for good? Therefore, scientists have mentioned that scientist Einstein used his 30% energy of his brain. But we Brahmins can learn how to use 100% energy of our brain. So 90% energy resides in subconscious mind. Two important things. When we wake up in the morning, our conscious mind is silent. So subconscious mind is fully active. This is the only period. See it very deeply. When our subconscious mind is active, our conscious mind is also active. Both are active for 10 minutes. So if we create powerful thoughts in our conscious mind, so it will work absolutely, 100%. Because we are in conscious form at that time. Baba is giving his energy. So create very good, powerful, positive, elevated thoughts at that time in your mind. Subconscious mind will receive it and will work accordingly. Subconscious, second thing about subconscious mind, it doesn't think. Conscious mind think. Subconscious mind doesn't think. It doesn't know how to think. It has to obey our commands only. So whatever we think at that time, it will go as a command to our subconscious mind. It will work on that. Third thing, subconscious mind understands the language of vision. Suppose you have your knee pain. You cannot walk fastly. You can make a vision at that time that in 15 days, outside on the road, I am running easily. I am running. Make a vision. I am running on the road outside after 15 days. So subconscious mind will accept it and will heal your knee in 15 days. And it will make you able to run outside the road after 15 days. This is the power of subconscious mind. I tell you a practical true story. And you can understand how subconscious mind works. A sister was appearing in a higher competition for a higher job to become a big officer, senior officer. She could not prepare much. She asked me what to do. Only 15 days are left and I could not prepare, but exam is very important. If I made it clear, I will get a beautiful job for my whole life. What to do? I suggested her, when you wake up in the morning, create one thought. In exam, on the paper, same questions will come which I have prepared now. A big challenge. In examination, same questions are going to come which I have prepared. She asked, how it is possible? The answer was, you don't know which questions are going to come there in the exam, but your subconscious mind will draw your attention to the same questions which are going to come and you will prepare them. This is the philosophy behind it. So subconscious mind is a powerful thing. They have said it, almighty mind. At night, it's the biggest surgeon for our body. So make use of it. Clear? For we Brahmi, it's easy. Because people of the Kaliyugi world, their mind power, you can say hardly 8 degree to 10 degree. And we are doing yoga. We are gaining the power from Almighty. Our mind's power is 50 degree, 60 degree, 70 degree, 80 degree. And it's 90% in subconscious mind. So our subconscious mind is most powerful mind in the world. You can achieve everything with the help of your subconscious mind. Clear? So use it. So now I would like to give you 7 practices for 7 days. Would you like it? Because January is here and we all are enjoying deep tapasya. And when we do our intense tapasya, Baba's blessings, Baba's help also work with us. So for 2 days, note down please, fast. 2 days, just one thought, I am a great soul. Accept it. Until night, remember it. Can you remember 50 times? Can you do? 50 times. From now till night. 50 times. First, just accept it's true that I am a great soul. Then you have to just repeat it. I am a great soul. With such intoxication and feeling, I am a great soul. So each hour, 5-6 times, simple. Tomorrow, first day. You have to continue it. I am a great soul and Almighty Baba is with me. He is always with me. Fifty times whole day. By listening to the class, you can remember it. In the morning, when you wake up, remember it 10 times. You will get fresh. You will not have sleepy feeling. You will enjoy your Amrit Vela. Second day, I'm the angel of purity. And from Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. Third day, I am Master Almighty. You can make a vision that from each part of my body, red rays of might are spreading out and making a powerful aura around me. I am Master Almighty. Make aura, powerful aura around you. If you make this powerful aura once a day, you will remain safe from bodiless souls, from black magic, so many evil things. It will protect you. Fourth day, I am Master Almighty and Almighty is the canopy of protection over my head. His hair over my head. Fifth day, I hope you understand one word, I am Master Gyan Surya, son of knowledge. Hindi word, you can remember it, good word, Gyan Surya, son, Gyan Surya. And you can feel that from each part of my body, powerful vibrations are spreading out. They are destroying the germs of Maya. And Gyan Surya Shiv Baba is in front of my eyes. From there his vibrations are coming to me. Sixth day, go to the subtle world, meet Bap Dada, receive his drashti, and feel that his hand of blessing is on my head. Or sometime you can invoke him down, Baba, please come down and feel his presence here. He's giving drashti, his hand on my head. You can invoke him. Now we'll come 18th January. This day is blessed by Baba. You have to enjoy that day very much. And keep one thought in your mind that I have to get these three blessings from Baba at that day. Prepare yourself from now. Three blessings from Baba. Method I am sharing. You can choose your three blessings. Either he say, may you be ever happy, child. Be ever happy. Or be ever successful. Or may you become a great yogi. Or may your mind become stable. Or may you become the destroyer of obstacles. Or may you become very powerful soul in the world. Like this. Choose three, any three. And you have to feel in the morning on the 18th January, Baba, I went to Baba, he put a tilak on my forehead, a mark here, and gave me drashti and blessed me like this. And that, accept that blessing. This is my blessing given by God himself. The Supreme Guru, Supreme Master, he gave me this blessing. And whole day, you have to practice. I'm most fortunate person in the world. Because God himself is coming down to meet with me. I'm the most fortunate person in the world. Because God himself is coming down to meet me. And feel that Shiva Baba is coming down. And he came in front of my eyes. His rays are coming on me. From in front, his rays are coming to me. Feel this. So every hour, five times, make yourself and prepare your mind that I have to do it five times every hour, every day. You will enjoy your Madhuvan's visit and you will enjoy 18 January and this will become a great thing for your whole life. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.